From a secret location in room 100 of 540 Jack Gibbs Boulevard, this is Craft. I'm your host, Doug Dangler. Today I'm talking with Lauren Powers, the owner of the Buckeye Dog Grooming Salon in Clintonville, Ohio. And she's going to talk to me today about how her business has weathered COVID. Welcome to Craft, Lauren Powers.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, so how's it going with the dog grooming business? What sort of things have changed for you?
Well, a lot has changed. I can say after the first, the shutdown, things were pretty out of control business-wise. I mean, it was so hectic. And then implementing all these new protocols that we had to follow for the health department, all those guidelines, it was a hard adjustment. Now things have kind of smoothed out a little bit. And it's still pretty steady. It's kind of like hit or miss at some points. Like I think winter in general is a slower time. And I've noticed now that the weather is getting warmer, it's starting to get like insanely busy again.
Is that because people are taking their dogs for more walks and they notice that the dog needs to be groomed, do you think?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. And like, you know, in this type of season, like with the rain, things like that, they're outside more. They're getting a lot more dirty. Their fur is getting more matted. It's a common thing just to get them looking good for spring. And I feel like with the dogs being home, like with their owners a lot more, because people are working from home, they are getting a lot more different types of attention, like, you know, walks and things like that. So.
Okay. So tell me about some of the differences that you had to go through in order to be compliant during the COVID era.
I have to do one client in and out at a time. So obviously it's a small shop. That way we're, you know, following social distancing guidelines. Masks are required. Each client is to log in and out. They're not as harsh on that as they were at the beginning. Employee-wise, I have to take temperatures every morning of employees and document them. I have to put up plexiglass, those type of things, basically.
Have there been any changes with the way that you interact with the dogs? Because I remember there was a story about there had been one interspecies transfer from somebody who was very close to their dog. Has that been a thing that's been in your industry? Any concerns about that? Or was that just one really weird singular kind of event?
That was a really weird singular kind of event. When I first reopened in May, you know, after the shutdown, they were saying it could be transferred by animal fur. That was just what people were saying. Basically, you know, soap and water will kill the bacteria, the virus anyways. So dogs get washed and I would wash them immediately just in case people had concerns. But that's the only one I've ever, you know, heard of. So.
Mm-hmm. And there is a dog in the background who seems to want to lend his 2 cents to it. So if you want to hear it straight from the source, we can also do that.
Yes. He's very vocal about his opinions on COVID. So,
right. So how has
he's actually wearing a mask.
So. Oh, good, good. So how has the industry been throughout this time? Is it a huge downturn for them or have they been handling it fairly well? What's your take on how dog grooming has survived COVID?
I've survived it pretty well. I noticed the hardest part is since these owners are home with their dogs like more frequently, there's a lot more separation anxiety that comes with them. That's the biggest issue I ran into. And other things like grooming wise, it's frustrating for a groomer because during the shutdown and when, you know, there's more extended time in between grooms at points, like a lot of people are not properly brushing their dogs and things like that. So that's a big concern that I have, you know, the severe matting that I get with them more so than ever before.
Okay. So if there was one thing you could tell people about taking care of their animals, taking care of their dogs and doing the appropriate kind of brushing, what would that be that you would tell folks?
I would tell them always any dog, you're supposed to brush it before you bathe it. Always that prevents matting. And then, you know, weekly brushes, sometimes daily, depending on the breed, you know, like certain dogs, obviously, like, say, doodles, for instance, you know, they mat a lot easier because of their, you know, fur texture and things like that. So it's basically just brushing.
Okay. Is there any other sorts of advice you would want to give folks about other dogs, especially now when they're home with them a lot? For example, the separation anxiety that you had mentioned earlier seems like that's going to be difficult to overcome when we're all starting to go back to work full time.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with the separation anxiety is just keep them socialized. You know, people are out and about a lot more often. You know, take the dogs, if you can, to a dog park. Take them to a neighbor's house, you know, just something to socialize them more. That way they're used to, you know, being around people. Or, like, I even have clients that will drop their dogs off, like, during the day, and they'll go run errands or do things just to, like, get away from them, you know, like, in those situations, like, so that they learn not to have the separation anxiety. So, like, I have quite a few that do that, and it probably helps them out, you know, too. Don't have to worry about the dog for a little while. So,
yeah. And so that would make sort of an argument for taking a walk or something like that and not taking your dog with you maybe as often, so that separation anxiety isn't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not, I have a dog, but I'm not a dog psychiatrist.
No, I am one on the side. So just to let you know.
All right. Excellent. So Lauren Powers, thank you very much for talking to me today. Where can folks go to learn more about your grooming salon?
The best place to find me is on Facebook, The Buckeye Dog Grooming.
For more information from my guests, visit www.craftheshow.com. This is Doug Dangler. Until next time, be creative.